small simple houses or that kind of thing. So you call that.
Used to be things like one-room houses out in the country, but I don't know.
What is a row house? You ever heard of that
No.
term? And what about a place where a lot of people live in the same building?
Apartment house.
Okay. And what is an apartment house where people actually own those apartments? What is that called?
Condominium.
Okay. Have you ever heard of an apartment that would occupy the entire level of a building? What's the name for that
might
be? Okay, what would the, if you lived in an apartment building, who would be the guy that would take care of things for you? What would you call it?
Landlord.
Okay. If you had a big grass, a lot of grass, how would you keep take care of it?
Hold you mow it.
Okay, and what kind of mowers are there that you might use?
Push mower and ride my mower.
Okay. And is can you remember back in the days before there were power mowers? Would you have a special, would you call that a push mower? Or
I guess that they would call those too.
Okay.
But nowadays, there's not enough of them that you would have a distinction.
That's right, because the push mowers would be the ones that start with the engines in. What if you were going to plow a garden, what would you use?
Tiller.
And if you were a concrete finisher, what's that thing you'd use to level it up at the end?
I don't know that. I worked for Bricklayer one summer. I can't think of the name of it now.
Hand trowel?
Yeah, trowel.
Okay, would you? Okay, and have you ever used one of those little tools with three prongs?
It's four.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of called hand fork? Or what's the distinction between hand fork and pitchfork?
No.
Okay. What kind of rake do you use to get up leaves in the fall?
A leaf rake.
Okay, and what's the difference between that and
garden rake?
And garden rake?
A leaf rake has the long aluminum type, or thin metal. Things on it, that, and they're all together. It just pulls. It doesn't dig in. And the garden rake, they're further apart, and they're made out of harder metal and turned down.
Okay, and that's a garden rake. Okay. What do you cut your shrubs with?
Hedge trimmer.
Okay. And what do you cut down trees with?
Axe.
Okay. And let's say you want to do it in a hurry, and you got a powerful flat.
Oh, chainsaw.
Okay. Let me see. Might ask you this before. What kind of meat do you like to eat?
I like squirrel or anything. And then we have beef, of course, pork, chicken, deer, rabbit, dove, quail.
Do you ever eat any lamb?
A couple of times.
Okay, but you don't like it?
We just never had it much. I like it all right. I like the kind of meat. But
okay. And what's that kind of stuff you eat with biscuits in the morning?
A sausage.
Okay. What do you call that kind of sandwich that you get at a delicatessen with all kinds of different meats on it?
Submarine.
Okay. Give me some names for drinks. If you were you just got a sub sandwich, what would some of the drinks you might drink?
Dr. Pepper, iced tea.
Okay.
Different coffee, milk, Coke, Pepsi, RC.
Okay. What are some kinds of carbonated drinks? Besides Coke and Dr. Pepper, you mentioned already.
7-Up, Sprite, Mountain Dew.
Okay, what are some kinds of beer that, say, some college students, your friends, might drink?
I like Blue Ribbon. My roommates don't like Blue Ribbon, though.
Do you call it PBR, or do you call it?
Yeah, Blue Ribbon, PBR. Perhaps, maybe. A lot of people I grew up with, they were older than me, like Dad. He used to drink Blue Ribbon, that's what he would say. He'll drink it.
Okay, now what are some other kinds of your friends? Listen, you said they don't like people. What do they like?
Lowenbrow and drink Miller too. I like T-Board, Budweiser, Schlitz, Old Milwaukee. I don't know. All different kinds.
Let's say you just gone down to Red's Bakery. What could you buy down there sweet to eat?
Donuts.
Okay.
Or Danish. I guess they've got, they did have Danish down there.
What's a donut? What's a Danish?